דף י"א עמוד בייס, אפטר ברך, the first third of the עמוד. ביומים ההם כשבס המלך, וכסיב בעשרי בשנס שולש למולכי. זה סתירה, it would seem that כשבס המלך is when he started his reign, and then it says בשנס שולש למולכי. אמר רב מאי כשבס לאחר שנשיאש ודאיתי. שבס is a lotion that he had fear, and there wasn't a time to make a suda mishte. Lahacher shenisyash vadaitoi, then he decided to make the mishte. Omar. So Achashverosh said, Belshazzar chishev v'to. Belshazzar made a cheshbin, and he made a mistake. Anach hashivne v'loy teino. But I cheshbin good, and I'm not making a mistake. Now, what cheshbonis are we speaking about? Mayhi dechsiv, it says in Yirmiyeh, ki lefi molois lebovel shivim shone, efkaid eschem. That the Rabbeinu, that Yirmiyeh sent to the Goylem, and nevuah from the Rabbeinu Shlom, that there'll be a pekide after 70 years, kilefima lois labovel shivim shana efkedesa. The Rishash is moicha kasivlam lois lachovish shalim shivishana. That he says goes on the Sefer Omid. So kaponim, they aware of the pasuk that lefima lois labovel shivim shana efkedesa, that there was a haftoche that after 70 years, lim lois labovel, there'll be a pkide. Choshuv, arboin v'chomesh debuchanetza. So how do we get 70 years? Or maybe chishav, it's going on Belshatza. So he cheshbind 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar. Ve'esrim utlas davil meroidach. And there was another 23 years of evil meroidach. So now we have 45 and 23 is 68. Vitarti didei, and then 2 years passed by that Belshazzar was melech. Hashivim, 70 years passed, nothing happened. So he saw that there's nothing but to worry about the nevuah was not in the sky. Is apek mani devei magdisha. So he took out the kelim from the Beis HaMikdash, v'shtamish bohu, and he used them. By that suda, he used the kelim. So now the Gemara is going to explain this nekuda alone. How do we know that there was a 70-year span from the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar to these to the suda of Belshazzar? Unevuchadnezzar minolon da'aboim v'chamesh nin molach. How do we know that he was a melech for 45 years? The Omar ma. Golu b'sheva, golu b'shmoina. There was a golus, and this is the golus of Yehoyachin. It was the 7th year, and it was the 8th year. And we'll see it means as follows. Golu b'sheva means the Golus Yehoyachin was the 7th year from the kibush of Yehoyakim. Nebuchadnezzar conquered Yehoyakim, and 7 years later Yehoyachin went into Golus, which was the son of Yehoyakim. In Golu b'shmoina, which we'll say later, Golu b'shmoina, this Golus, which was the 7th year after the kibush of Yehoyakim, was the 8th year from the beginning of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. Golu b'shmoina esrei, then there was another golus. Now we're speaking about the golus of Tzidkiyahu, which was together with the Churban Habayis. Golu b'shmoina esrei, golu b'tsha esrei. The Golis was 18 years from the Kibush of Jehoiakim, and which was 19 years from the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. Golu, now the Gemara explains it. Golu b'sheva l'kibush Jehoiakim, Golis Jehoiakim. The first Golis was 7 years after Nebuchadnezzar had conquered Jehoiakim. When he conquered Jehoiakim, he wasn't Goyle Jehoiakim. They remained in Eretz Yisrael, and they were avodim to Nebuchadnezzar. We'll see in Rashi, the first 3 years, they remained avodim. The next 3 years, they rebelled. So Nebuchadnezzar came, and this was the seventh year, and he killed Jehoiakim, and it was Goyle Jehoiakim. Golu b'sheva l'kibush Jehoiakim, Golus Jehoiakim, shishmoine l'Nebuchadnezzar, which this was 8 years from the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. We'll see in Rashi, because there are psukim that speak about this date, and one pasuk mentions 8 years, and one mentions 7 years. So we have to know that both are true. It was 7 years from Kibush Jehoiakim, and it was 8 years from the reign, the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. Golu b'shmoina esrei l'kibush Jehoiakim, golus tzidkiyo. Now they were goyle. It was another golus that 18 years from then that Nebuchadnezzar had conquered Jehoiakim. So 18 years later, there was the golus of tzidkiyo, shicha esrei l'Nebuchadnezzar, which was the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar. Now the Gemara explains how the reign of Nebuchadnezzar was. Shona Rishona Kibesh Nineveh. The first year of his Malchus, he conquered Nineveh. Shnia Kibesh Jehoiakim. The second year, he conquered Jehoiakim. Uchsiv, Vayehi, Bishloishim, Visheva, Shone, Legolus, Jehoiakim, Melech Yehuda. Now, 37 years, we said that Jehoiakim was Goyle, let us cheshbon with the years of Nebuchadnezzar, that Golus Jehoiakim was 8 years after he became Melech. Now, he was in prison for 37 years. The Pasuk says, Vayehi b'shloishim v'sheva shone l'golus Jehoiakim. Was 37 years since the beginning of Golus Jehoiakim, Melech Yehuda. B'shneim osa chodesh b'esrim v'chamisha l'chodesh. Nosa avil meroidach melech bovel b'shnas malchusai esroish Jehoiakim melech Yehuda vayoytze oysoy mibeis hakiloi. So the Pasuk says this was 2 days after Nebuchadnezzar died, and avil meroidach became melech. So he took out Jehoiakim from the prison. He was imprisoned 37 years. He took him out. So now we can figure out how long Nebuchadnezzar was a melech. Tamni. Now we had, we'll see the psukim. There, the posuk says that the 8th year of his reign, he was Goyle Jehoiakim. So we have 8 years. Utlosin v'sheva. Now we have 37 years that Jehoiakim was in prison in Bovel. Arei arboim v'chomesh de Nebuchadnezzar. So we have already now 45 years. So now we have a clear-cut picture. 8 plus 37 is 45. So the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar was 45 years. The Esrin Utlas the Evil Meroidach Gemara. The Malchus of Evil Meroidach was 23 years, and that's a Kabbalah. That we don't, it's not in the Novi, but we have a Kabbalah on this. So Memele, so we have now 45 plus 23 is 68. Vitarti Didei. And now Belshazzar was Moilech. And Belshazzar was also a son of Nebuchadnezzar. Vitarti Didei. And now there were 2 years. Hoshivin. So there were 70 years altogether. Oma. So he said, so 70 years passed. From the Lemalois Lebovel. So he understood Lemalois Lebovel means from when Bovel became a Malchus. That means from the beginning of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. Oma Hashte Vadai Sulei Mifriki. So now the Zicher won't be Nigel anymore. The 70 years passed. Apik money the Bei Magdish. So he took out the Kalim when the Oitzlis from the Bei Samigdish. Vishtamish Bahu. And he used them. Hainu the Kamale Daniel. So then the Pasuk says that he had a Suda that night. And then he saw a yad, a hand, writing something on the wall. And he had drunk a lot. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says that he had drunk Keneged a thousand. He had 1,000 sorim with him. And he drank Keneged what all of them drank. He was a, he wasn't, and then he saw a ksav on the wall and he became, tremendous fear fell on him. He called his chachomim. They should tell him shat. They couldn't understand the handwriting. About the gibbis, they couldn't explain what was being written. And then his wife suggested he should call Daniel, and he called Daniel. And Daniel told him, Rochel Bitrak Tana, he told him, Balmore Shemaya Yisrei Manto, he showed you, you were meroimim yourself over the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Olamanaya di Baisei and the Kalim of the of his Beis Hamikdash, Haisiv Kadomach. Siv Beibel Yelya Ktil Beil Shatza. Malka Kazdoi. That night he was killed. Now let us see Rashi till now. So Rashi says, Kisheves HaMelech, Mashme B'Tchilas Malchusai. V'Hodek Siv, B'Shna Sholich. It wasn't Tchilas Malchusai, it was 3 years later. So the Gemara answers, K'shenis Yashvo Daita, Shemetchila Oya Doik. The Begit, he was, Achashverish was Doik. Sheyeitzu Yisrael Mitachas Yodoi, Sheyigmeru Shimim Shona Legolas Bo. But now it says Nishashva Daite because 70 years passed by, nothing happened. So the Gemara, and then the Gemara says that he held that Beil Shatza made a cheshman in a toys, but he knows the right cheshman. May he chushbene de Beil Shatza v'to'use. What was his cheshman and what was his mistake? Lefi melois lebova. So there was a nevuah that Yirmiyah had sent to the Bnei HaGoyle, that when they'll come nismalei lebovel shivim shone, efkei deschem, then you'll be zeiche to a pkide. Lefi meleis lebovel, kisover hu lemalchus bovel. So Belshazzar held, what's lefi meleis lebovel? From when Malchus Bovel became a meluche. Miyoim shenotla Bovel Malchus, when Bovel took over the Malchus, v'zeh Nebuchadnezzar not al malchus me esa chadoin melech ashur. That was, we said that was the first year that he conquered Nineveh. So we start counting the 70 years. That's pshat mimlois lefimlois lebovel. When Bovel became a malchus. His chishav beilshatza mem heiden Nebuchadnezzar. So Yecheshben, there were 45 years that Nebuchadnezzar, that was the beginning of Malchus Bovel. Bechov Gimel Devil Meroidach, and then is the 23 years of Evel Meroidach. Vitarti Didei, and 2 years that he was Melech. The Ashkechon, the Belshatzar Molach Tlashnin. Belshatzar was a king 3 years. That means the Suda was in the third year. The Chsiv B'Sefer Daniel, B'Shnas Sholosh L'Malchus Belshatzar HaMelech, Chazoin Nira Elai Ani Daniel. Golu B'Sheva, Golu B'Shmoina. Chad Golisu, we're speaking about the same Golis, Ukroi Kodorish, but there's Psukim. Ksiv Begolos Yehoyochim, it says Begolos Yehoyochim, Bishnas Shmoino Lemalkoi. The 8th year, now this the Bach says Lemalkoi. At the Bach's Gils, Bishnas Shmoino Lemalkoi, Bishav Seifa Moloch, Lemalkoi. This is the 8th year of his Malchus. Ubisefer Yirmiyah Besefer, so in Daniel it says Begolasher Bishnash Moina Lamolchai, Besefer Malachim. Besefer Malachim, it says that this was the 8th year to his Malchus, which is Taka Malchus Nebuchadnezzar. Ubisefer Yirmiyah Besefer, it says, Asher Hegla Nebuzradon Bishna Sheva, that this Golis of Yehoyachin was the 7th year. So we have 2 psukim, which are speaking about the same Golis, and they mention 2 different years. Ella, so we're speaking about 2 different cheshbonos. It's the same Zman, Ella Shmoino Lemalchus Nebuchadnezzar. It was 8 years from when Nebuchadnezzar became a melech. V'sheva l'kivush Yehoyakim. And it's 7 years after Nebuchadnezzar had conquered Yehoyakim. Shekovshoi tachtov b'shono shniyeh l'malchusoi. He had conquered him the 7th year, b'shono the 2nd year of his malchus. Kidom Rino Le Kamon, like the Gmons, the Mogna say later, the Shana Shoini conquered Invay, the Shana Veloi Higloi, and he didn't force him to go into Golis. Vayehi Loi Eved Sholeshonim. And the 3 years after Yehoyakim was conquered, so he was an Eved, he was subordinate to Nebuchadnezzar. The Yud Ches V'Yutes, now the other Cheshbon of 18 and 19, Ksiv B'Golos Sidkiyo, B'Seif Sefer Yirmiyah. V'Hainu Chorvois Yerushalayim. This is really the Chuban of Yerushalayim, the Chuban Abayis. Shehi Yud Aleph Shone, this was 11 years later, Acha Golis Yehoyachin. Dechsiv, Vayehi Ba'ashte Esrei Shone Lemelech Tzidkiyo. So this was, we'll see soon that Tzidkiyo, when Yehoyachin went into Golis, so Tzidkiyo became Melech. Tzidkiyo was the uncle of Yehoyachin. Umay Yud Ches V'Yud Tes, what's these 2 numbers? Yudches lekibush yoyochim. This was the 18th year to the kibush yoyochim. V'yudches lemalchus Nebuchadnezzar. The Oma Amar, Shono Rishoino Kibesh Ninveh. He conquered Ninveh Shahoiso Roish Malchus Ashur. This was some of the capital of Malchus Ashur, Shahoyo Melech Beninveh. Shniye Kibesh Yoyokim. The second year he conquered Yoyokim. Kroi Kodorish Beseida Oilom. In Seder Oilom, they darshan the Psukim. Ksi b'roish Sefer Daniel, b'shnas sholoish l'malchus Yehoyakim, the third year of Malchus Yehoyakim, bo Nebuchadnezzar b'Yerushalayim, v'yitein Hashem es Yehoyakim b'yodai. So the Seder Oilam darshins Efshe Loimer came. How can we say that Nebuchadnezzar came the third year of the Malchus of Yehoyakim? V'loi loimolach elo b'shnas arba lehoyakim. That he first became Melech the fourth year of the Malchus of Yehoyakim. Shenema b'sefer Yirmiyah Adover Ashehoyo b'shnas arevius lehoyakim. Hishono harishono u'Nebuchadnezzar. So now, what do we have over here? That he came the third year, and he first became Melech the fourth year. Elomah Talmud Loimah, Bishnas Sholosh, Lemalchus Yehoyakim. What's this third year? Bishnas Shloisho Lemordoi. Now, here we're speaking about, this is the after the third year of the merit of the rebellion of Yehoyakim. La'acha shekivshoi, Sanarash explains, after he conquered him, Ovdoi shloisha shonim. So he served him for 3 years. Umorad boy, and then later he rebelled. Shenemar vayehi lo Yehoyakim eved shaloshonim, vayosha vayimrod boy, and then he was married. Velimdoich kan sheomad bemerdoi shaloshonim, that the merida lasted 3 years. Hareishisha shonim lekibushay, and then Nebuchadnezzar came to take care of Yehoyakim. Upam hazois nimsar biyodoi. This is after the 6 years. Vaholgoi. Veniskayim boi kvuras chamur yikover. That means Yirmiyah is said in the vue on Yehoyakim, who was not a tzaddik. He said that he'll be zoiche to a kvura of a chamur. That means that just like a chamur, you're not kaiver, you just schlep his nevela, you throw it away. So that's what occurred to Yehoyakim. Behimlech, so he killed Yehoyakim. This is the 7th year. Behimlech as Yehoyakim benoy tachtov, and he made his son Melech. This Yehoyakim was the son of Yehoyakim. Uboloi lebovel, and he came to Bovel. Omru lo yoyatzo, so Yehoyakim told Nebuchadnezzar, ho'ov morad boch. The father rebelled against you. Yehoyakim rebelled against you. Vimlachta benoi, and now you're going to make the son a king. Misle amoron, the marshal has said, Mikalba bishe guryetov loinofik. If you have a bad dog, the puppies of the children won't be any better. So what's the tachlis to making Yehoyakim Melech? It's a brokara davur. Chozer olov lechuva sashone. Viglo. So they heard what they said. That's right. So he made him go in Golis. that Yoyachin went in Golis, Vehimlich Tzidkiyo, and he was Mamlich Tzidkiyo. Vehen Tziv B'Sefer Malachim, and Tzidkiyo, we said that was the uncle of Yoyachin, a brother of Yoyachin. Vehen Tziv B'Sefer Malachim, B'Sefer, Nimtzeis Golus Yehoyachin, that what Yehoyachin went into Golus, is Bishnash Sheva, was the seventh year, Lekivush Yehoyachim, that Yehoyachim was conquered by Nebuchadnezzar. Va'arei HaKosov Koirei Oisoi Bishnash Shmoino LeMalchus Nebuchadnezzar. This is called the eighth year of Malchus Nebuchadnezzar, B'Sefer Melachim B'Sefer. Is Lamadnu Shebishona Shnia Lamalchusai Kivshai. That the Kivish was the eighth, this was the second year of his Malchus. That's why it's the eighth year of his Malchus. Nosa Evil Meroidach, now we find out how long the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar lasted. Because it says, as soon as Evil Meroidach became Melech, so he went and took Yehoyachin out of prison. Lamadnu Shemolach Evil Meroidach Bishnas Lamedzayin Legolus Yehoyachin. That this was the 37th year of Golus Yehoyachin. Ukevar molach Nebuchadnezzar shmoine shonim kaidem golus Yehoyachin, that he was already a melech 8 years before he was. That's what we hear that was golu bishmoina, that Yehoyachin went in golus. This was the 8th year of Malchus Nebuchadnezzar. So the 8 years already of Nebuchadnezzar. Then there was another 37 years of that Yehoyachin was in prison. Ukva molach Nebuchadnezzar shmoina shonim, kaidem golus Yehoyachin, shmoina v'lamed zayin, so you have 8 and 37, arei mem hei. So you have 45 years, and that's how we know the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. V'chof gimel de'avil meroidach u'beis de'beil shatza. So what did he do? Apik monei de'beis hamikdosh bishnas shlishis le'malchusai. So this was the 3rd year of the Malchus. He took out the kelim of the beis hamikdosh. That's what happened, and he made a mistake. And he was killed. Now let's see the Gemara further. Omar. So Achashverosh said, Iu mita toy, that Belshazzar made a mistake. Anocha shivne veloite inom, but I'll make a cheshbin and I won't make a mistake. Miksiv lemalches bogel. It says lemlois kilafi molois libovel. So does it mean when it'll get filled up libovel lemalches bogel? Libovel ksiv. My libovel ligolis bogel. That when 70 years will pass by from when they were goylet to bovel, and the first goylet to bovel was Yehoyachin. So memela, that's shot, my le bovel, le golus bovel. So memela, so, and golus bovel, the golus bovel was 8 years after Nebuchadnezzar became king. So Memele, he was cheshbening Belshazzar took these 8 years. He was going Lamalchus Babel. So if you have the 8 years of Malchus, if you have the 8 years of Malchus Babel, so the 70 years should have been over. And he saw that, that nothing's happening. But did know that he learned wrong pshat and posik. The Babel means Legolas Babel. Is Kamo Betzirin. So now, so after Belshazzar died, Belshazzar was killed, there's still 8 years. There's 8 years. Kama Betzirim, Tamni. So 8 years are missing. Choshev Va'ayil Chilufayu. So Memele, so he waited till the next 8 years will pass by. And then after these 8 years will pass by, so then that will have 70 years if we're starting from Legolas Babel. So we have to add on another 8 years from we can't cheshbon with Lamalchus and the Nebuchadnezzar. We have to start from Golas Lebovel, which was 8 years later. So you have to wait another 8 years. Choshev va'ayil chilufayu. So he cheshbon and he put, instead of those 8 years, he added another 8 years. Now, where did he get a hold of 8 years? Choda de Belshazzar. So 1 year was Belshazzar. Belshazzar, because the Sudi made the 3rd year of his Malchus, so that's 1 year. The Chomesh did the Yovesh V'Kairish. Now, there's another 5 years that of the Yovesh. The Yovesh took over the Malchus from Belshazzar. And the Yovesh was the king a year and then Kairish took over. So that was altogether 5 years. Vitarti didei, and so now we have already 6 years, and we're missing 2 years. So vitarti didei, so the first 2 years of his malchus, Achashverosh was unsure if it was going to be. But that's bishnas sholosh lamolchai. But the 3rd year already. So now we saw that 70 years had passed from Golis Yoyachin. Is kiven the chazu the molo shivin the loyifreik that 70 years have passed by and they weren't nigal. Omar hashte vaday sulem ifriki. Now they won't be a gul anymore. Hapik money the bay magdisha vishtamishbu. So then in his sude he took out the kalim from the bay samidish. Bosotin verikeit beineyem verhorig es vashti. So that's what happened by the Suda. That's how the Sotin came, and he made the whole cheshbin that vashti should come on arume verhorig es vashti. That's the Mir de Ben Yehuda says that Bemison that Achashverosh learned from Belshazzar. That from Belshazzar you see that when the 70 years pass by, and nothing happens, then you can start, then you have to start doing, then you take out the kalim of the Beis Hamikdash. So Memele, so he had a Rebbe. His Rebbe was Belshazzar. No, the Rebbe didn't know arithmetic too good, he didn't know psukim too good. Abal Kaponim, that he was Yomekabel from the Rebbe. So Memele, so he did the same, when according to his cheshbon, the 70 years passed by, so he also did the same. So this anhoge, we have to give a yashikoyach for the Rebbe, for Belshazzar, and also we have to give a yashikoyach for the Talmud, and that was Achashverosh. So Memele, so the Einish, Behorges Vashti, that means like the Ben Yehuda Sakashe, it's very modern that when Belshazzar did this, the Skevalde Kechutzpe, he got killed that night. And Achashverosh did it, so his wife got killed. But that's what happened. So he says because, number one, because he didn't do it on his own accord, he did it from he had a Rebbe that taught him to do it. So Belshazzar, Avashti was Belshazzar's daughter. So Mamela, so Faker, so this was the Peiris of his Anhoge, so his daughter died. Also, Ishtaiki Gufoi, and he was very close to her. So Mamela, he also suffered. So Mamela, Verikeit Beineyem, Vahoregas Vashti. So this was Psamide Keneged Mide, he says, Harigas Vashti was an Einish Tzai for Belshazzar, and Tzai for Achashverish. But that was, so we repeated this Einish Mina Shemai. Let us see Rashi. Omar Achashverish, Iyu Vadai Mitetoy, Belshazzar Zicha made a mistake. Ano Chashivne, I'll make a different cheshbin, legolis bovel. Not for malchis bovel, legolis bovel. Tchilas doile sheheglo es yechonya. From that golis. Kamo betziron, mishivim, from the 70 years, mishtashtayim lebelshatza. Tamni. So from those 2 years of Belshazzar, there's missing another 8 years. Oison Shmoino Shonim, those 8 years, Shemolach Nebuchadnezzar, Lifnei Hagloisoi Es Yechonye, Shloihoye Loile Belshazzar, Limnoison Nemonim, those 8 years Bechlal shouldn't have gone into the Cheshbin, Umonim. Chishav Achashveirois mi beis lebelshatzer ad sholei sholei. So Achashveirois made the cheshbin, so the 8 years, he said from the 2 years of Belshatzer to third year of his malchus, so he was up to, so that took up the 8 years. Vahayil anach tamnei techoisayu. So instead of, so these 8 years were in place of the 8 years which Belshazzar had cheshbin from the beginning of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. Chode de Belshazzar. 1 year he had of Belshazzar. Baharei. The rei bishnashtayim sholmu shivim shone. The 2 years of Malchus Belshazzar ended the 70 years. Lefi min yonai vishuv mona shlishit. So then, the next year, that was the third year. V'chamisha de doryovish hamodai v'koyresh haparsi. D'chsiv v'doryovish mado kavel melchuso. Dovish mado took over the malchus. After Belshazzar was killed, so the Yovish took over the Malchus. Va'achov, he was a melech for a year. Va'achov, molach, koirish, orisha. And this koirish was the one, shenosan, rishus, livnei, agoyle, lalois. Shenema, koi, omar, koirish. V'kosal, kedai, tochashtas, the Gemara held now, Shemolchu ben shneyem heishonim, that there was a 5 year period that the both of them ruled. Afalpi the leksiv bikro. So we have 6 years already. One of Belshazzar and five of Koire, Doryovish and Koirish. Vitarti da achashveirish. Kva ovru loy shteishonim. Meichovois. Oh, so that's what we're up to in the Gemara. Let us go back to the Gemara. Frek the Gemara, voho shapir choshev. No, so taki he made a good cheshbet. So what happened then? So the Gemara says, Iyu nami miti toy. He also made a mistake. The boy leile mimni, Mechovois Yerushalayim. Now the Rishash brings the Gilse, the Chsiv, the Zaposik, Lemalois, Lechovois Yerushalayim, Daniel. When Daniel brings down, he was cheshbening the years. So he brings down Lemalois, that this was Achmed the Malbim says that there was nuschois of the nevuah of Yirmiyah. So there was a nusach from Yirmiyah that Yirmiyah said lemalois lecholvois Yerushalayim shivim shana, that we cheshbin not from the golis to Bavel, no, we cheshbin from chulben Yerushalayim shivim shana, and chulben Yerushalayim was when Tzidkiyahu was sent in golis, which was 11 years later, and that was chulben Yerushalayim and chulben Abayis. The boy leilamimni mecholvois Yerushalayim, and the Rishash's Beiris, Tachsiv, it says in Posik, Lamalois Lacholvois Yerushalayim Shivim Shon. So Memele, so he made a mistake. Frag the Gemara, Soif Soif Kamo Betzir. Fine. So how many years I'm missing? That means he has been from the 8 years, the 8th year of Malchus Nebuchadnezzar, that he started counting. That was the beginning of Golis Yehoyachin. He was missing another 11 years, because 11 years later, there was Golis Sidkiyo, was Lecholvois Yerushalayim. Kama Betzirin, so how many years are missing? Chatzori, there's missing another 11 years. Kama Molach, now how long was Achashverosh HaMelech? It's Bishash Sholosh Lemolchai. Bishnash Sholosh Lemolchai, he thought this was the 70th year, because he was counting from Golis Yehoyachin. This was not the 70th year, because you're supposed to start counting from Golis Sidkiyo, which was 11 years later. So we have to add on to the 3rd year another 11 years. So it should have come out that the Bekidah should have been the 14th year of Shnas Achashverosh. So it should have been then. Kama Molach Albeis, and the whole Malchus of Achashverosh was 14 years. Barbeisa di day. Iboy lemivne beis hamikdash. So al kaponim the beis hamikdash. That was the nevuah of Yirmiyah. That the fourteenth al kaponim from Chovis Yerushalayim 70 years. From Chovis Yerushalayim the beis hamikdash will be built. Iboy lemivne beis hamikdash. Alom aksiv beidayin betelas avides beis alakod Yerushalayim. Omarove shonim mikutois havo. Let us see Rashi. Mechovois Yerushalayim. Golos Sidkiyohu. This was this man of Golos Sidkiyohu. Shenisra for her. Uboy behed yaksiv. And by the Nebu it says, the Lechovish Yerushalayim boy lemiminaya, that you have to count the 70 years from Chovish Yerushalayim. The Chsiv b'seif adoniyo lemalois Lechovish Yerushalayim shivim shone, that the 70 years you count from Chovish Yerushalayim. So how many years are missing? Chatzori shekach omad Habayis Achagolis Yechonye. Because the Golis, that means after Golis Yechonye, the Bayis is still standing for another 11 years. Yefta Cheshbin von Chuben Habayis. Iyu Kama Molach Albeisa. Now the whole Malchus of Achashverosh was 14 years. The Chsiv Bishnas Shteim Esrei Hippil Pul Hu HaGoyrel. That Haman's Goyrel was the 12th year of Malchus Achashverosh. Uleshona Acheretz, the next year, Nasen Neis, Arei Yud Gimel. So this is the 13th year of Achashverosh. דהו למלכי אומייס, דהו למלכי אומייס אוילום מתשרי מונינו, נשחת שהשונה בתשרי, so order already is the 13th year. וכסיב לשונה אחרס, לקיים אס איגרס אפורים הזויס השייניס, הרי יודלת. So this was still in the tkufa of Chaye, of Achashverosh. And it says, Beidayin, Bimekoyresh, Beteiles, Avedis, Beis Eloko, that the Bittel Beis Amigdosh started Bimekoyresh, Shetziva Koyresh Livnois, Koyresh gave a tzivui that they're permitted to build. V'chozar boy, this Koyresh is the, this Koyresh was after Dor Yovesh. That means after Belshazzar, there was Dor Yovesh, and then came Koyresh. Is, b'mei Koyresh b'teilas avedis beis alako, shetziva Koyresh livnois. First he gave a tzivui that they should build the Beis HaMikdosh. V'chozar boy al yedei tzorei Yehuda u'binyomin, k'moy shekosav b'sefer Ezra, and ad shnas tartin l'malchis dor yovesh hasheni, and the binyan Beis HaMikdosh was nisbatel till the second year. This was 2 years after Malchus Achashverosh. The son of Achashverosh was this is Dor Yovesh Hashem, the second Dor Yovesh. This was the son of Achashverosh. Shemolach Achar Achashverosh. V'nikro, and this Dor Yovesh had Shloisha Shemois. Dor Yovesh Koyresh Atachshasta. Well, that's the problem. The problem is, afilu we start cheshbening we take into account the 11 years that we have to start counting from Chol v'Yerushalayim, it should have ended the 14th year of Malchus Achashverosh. So the Gemara answers, Shonim Mikutoy Soyo. Oison shonim shemonino lemailo, that we counted then, yesh behen shenivlu mishel achoin mishel rishoin, mishel rishoin kigoin lido yovesh hamodai vekeirish Shamanina lahem heishanim. We cheshben that there were 5 years. Leisimtza elodalit. There were only 4 years. Dechsiv bishnas achas lidor yovesh ben achashverich. Bisanya beseder oilom. Leimotzinu lemodai. Shona b'ksuvim elezubil vat, so that was 1 year. Ulekoyresh motzinu shloisha shonim b'sefer Daniel b'shna sholish lemalchus koyresh. B'sanya nami b'seder oilom koyresh molach gimul shonim mikutois. So we cheshben 5, there's really 4, 3 and 1. V'gam b'shnois Nebuchadnezzar ve'avil meroidoch v'gam b'shnois Nebuchadnezzar ve'avil meroidoch nivlo shonot. There's also, we cheshben 45 and 23, there's also Nivlo Shana. So we're missing 2 years. a year that was with the Yovish and Kairish, and a year with the Nuchanetz and Evel Moroidach. Uchenegdoi nishtai habinyin shtayim shonim l'do Yovish. So therefore, for the 70 years to come, we had to wait, we're short 2 years, and therefore we had to wait 2 years for the Yovish. Zot the Gemara weiter, Tanya nami hochi, v'oid shona acheres lebovel, yesh lebovel, v'omadar yovesh v'ishlima. Let us see Rashi. Tanya nami hochi, the bishnois nevuchadnetzer vevil meroidach nivlo shona. There's Nivlo Shona. Oid Shona Achas Lebovel. Oid Shona Achas Lebovel. We need have to add on another year Lebovel. Reishe de Breise Hoche Ise Beseder Oilom. Bei Belelio Kotel Belshazzar Malko. That night, so Belshazzar was killed. V'doyovesh mado kavel malchusa. And doyovesh took over the malchus. Harei shivim shone. Now, so we're talking about that when he was killed, harei shivim shone miyoyim shemolach Nebuchadnezzar. That night when he was killed, this is 70 years from when Nebuchadnezzar became Melech. But Shivim Chosar Achas Miyoyim Shekivesh Yehoyokim. But it is really 69 years. That means if you're cheshbening from when he became Melech, so that's 70 years. If you're cheshbening from when he conquered Yehoyakim, that's 69 years. V'oid shana achas, so we have to add on another year, lebovel, lemaloy shivim shana, so we have to add on another year, lebovel, lemaloy shivim shana, mishishol tal Yisrael, that if we want to cheshben the 70 years that was sholat al Yisrael, so we need another year. The Omar Dor Yovesh Vishlima. So Dor Yovesh came Vishlima. That means Dor Yovesh was the Melech the next year after Belshazzar. So that was Mashlim the 70 years. Va'achov. And after, so then we have 70 years from the Baraisa says we have 70 years from when Nebuchadnezzar was Kovish, was Shailat on Klal Yisrael, so that ended the year of the Yovish. For Achor, the year afterwards, the next year, Bishon Acheres, so this is Taka, this 70, this is B'mloi Shivim Shone, Molach Koirish, B'bovel, V'nivkidu P'kida B'miktsas. And then there was a P'kida. So that means that posik, Afilu, we have a P'sukim, we have a posik, B'mlois L'bovel Shivim Shone. So this B'mlois L'bovel Shivim Shone means that when Bovel, from when Bovel conquered Yehoyakim, and Shivda and 70 years will pass, so it says, Efkaideschem, there'll be a Pkide. So the Seder Oilam says, so this Pkide came about the year after Doyovish Arishin. That means, he took over after Belshazzar. V'nivkidu Pkide b'mikza, she'omar, mi bochem mikol amoy, yi elekov imoy vayo. Lomadnu mi bereise zu, כשמייס בלשצה, לא היו לקיבש יויוקים, אלו שיבים חוסר אחס. So there were only 69 years. He says, יוחשבן, not from מלכס בובו, יוחשבן from קיבש יויוקים. אלו שיבים חוסר אחס. ואנחנו מונינו למיילו שיבים שונה. Before we counted 70 years, Mem Hei de Nebuchadnezzar, V'chov Gimel de Evil Meroidech, U'shloyshe de Belshatza, Areshonim Mikutoy Soyu. So, but really, he says you don't cheshben from the beginning of the Malchus, you cheshben from when Malchus Bovel was shaylet on Yoyakim. So therefore, those 70 years end then, and then there was a pkide. Omar Rove Avdonio to Bahai Chushbene. Tersiv Bishnas Achas Lemolchoi. Ani Doniel Binoisi Besvorim. Now, this was Bishnas Achas Lemolchoi, was the Malchus of Doyovish. That Doniel also had a problem. He was wondering what's happening with the 70 years. Bishnas Achas Lemolchoi, Ani Doniel Binoisi Besvorim. Midekomar Binoisi Mechlau Deto. And he was cheshbening the sphere. What does Rashi say? Binoisi besvorim, loshen sphere vecheshbe. Frag the Gemara, Sarkoponim, it seems that the cheshben is that you don't cheshben from Malchus Nebuchadnezzar, you cheshben from a year later. Mikol mokim koshu kroy adodi, Ksiv Melois Lebovel, Ksiv Lechovois Yerushalayim. Omarove, so these are take two different zmane. Omarove, Lepki de Baalme, but both are emes. There it says Efkoit. Efkoit Eschem, so that was a Pki de Baalme. Ainu dechsiv, koyamal koyresh melech poras. Komam lechoy soorets noson li Hashem alakei Hashemai. Upoked alai, livnois loy bayis birushalayim. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, ksiv lefim lois lebobo. Lefim lois lebobo shivim shone efkeit eschem besefer yirmiye. Ersiv b'sefer Daniel l'malois l'chovois Yerushalayim shivim shone mispar Hashem shoyed bar Hashem al Yirmiyah Novi, that you start cheshbening the 70 years l'chovois. So the Gemara answers, the first one is l'fki de ba'alme. Nema Hai lefim alois lebovo shinim shone. The evkeid esrem ksiv. Vekach oyo shenivkidu bishona achas lekoirish melech poras. So the pkida was the first year of koirish. Shehi shnas ayin alev lekibush yoyokim sheposhta bovol al Yisroel. This is the seven. That means this is the 71st year of Lekibush Yoyakim Sheposhta Bovel Al Yisroel. So then there was a pkide, and but later there was a from Lechovei Yerushalayim. That was the second year of Doyovesh Ben Achashverosh. After the second year, so then there was already the binyan habayis. Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisde, may dechsiv koyamar Hashem lemshichoy lekoyresh Asher herzakti b'yeminoi. So the Pasuk says that the Rabbein Shalom said to Limishichei Lekesh, Asher herzakti b'yeminoi, I was machzikim. So the Gemara, so Rav Nachman asks, v'chi kairish Moshiach hoyo? Is kairish Moshiach? So what's the kasha? Because Moshiach, Rashi says, klum nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha, was he nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha, that is called Moshiach? Ella omale ha-kodish bochu li-Moshiach. So the Rav Nachman darshins that the limshichoi le-kairish is two different people. Koyamar Hashem le-mishichoi. The Rabbi Nishlam was koivul to Melech ha-Moshiach. And he was koivul about koirish. Le koirish erzakti b'yiminoi. But the Rabbein Shalom was machzik koirish. He gave him the opportunity to be moilech. And he was supposed to pack a build the Beis HaMikdash. And he didn't do this. And koivul aniloch al koirish. Ani amarti hu yivnem iri vikabeitz golusi guyoisai. That was the tafkid of Koirish. That Rabbi Shalom gave him all this power that he should make a kibbutz goyis and build a Beis HaMikdash. Vuhu amar mi bochem mi kol amoi vayol. And all he did was that he said, whoever wants to go, could go. So therefore, the Rabbein Shalom is koivul Mashiach that Koirish did not do his tafkid. The Ben Yehuda says, a cheshbin, that if Koirish would have done what he was supposed to do, so it could very well be, then the Beis HaMikdash would be, then that would be the Beis HaAchen, it would never become Chorav anymore. The Rebbeinu wanted to be Mephayis, Mashiach, that he brings a posse, Godel Yekvoi Beis HaAchen, and Luchayre, this is going on the Beis Sheni. So it should have been the Beis HaAchen Take. If Koirish would have been Mamala the Rotzen Hashem, so it would have been the Beis HaAchen. But Lamaisa Koirish didn't do this. So therefore we have to wait for a Beis Shlishi. That's what the Rabbein Shalom told Mashiach. So Trashi Koivel Aniloch, Vohochi Koma. Koy Omar Hashem L'mishichoi Al Koirish Ani Koivel. I'm complaining about Koirish. Asher Ichzakti B'yaminoi Hu Yivnes Beisi. He was the one that was supposed to build the bites. Treik Roi Ksivi Dismichi Adodi. That means L'chayre, this is L'mishichoi L'koirish, Rashi explaining. It's Michila Dodi. V'niko tam mikra ze mechiach al drasha. But if you look at the Negine, you'll see that Meshichai and Lekoirish is not the same one. She'ein lecho tam zalko, there's a zalko on Meshichai. She'ein segel bo achov. Then the segel comes afterwards. V'kan nimkad, that means if the two words go together, so you have a zarko and a seg. V'kan nimkad l'mshichoi b'zarko, o l'koirish nimkad b'marich, it's a munach, l'afrishoi u l'natkoi me'im l'mshichoi, to show that it is not connected with l'mshichoi. So lemaisa, so it's koyamal Hashem lemeshichoi, and then lekoirish. So this is the way Hashem said to Meshich, lekoirish asher herzakt. Zok the Gemara weiter. It says in the Megillah, חיל פורס ומודאי הפרטמים, וכסיב למלכי מודאי ופורס. So what is the קשה? So Rashi says, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, the קשה is as follows. Hodo, מי וכן בכל עמוי, that was what, הוא עצמו אלוהי נשתדל בדוד. כסיב פורס ומדאי הפרטמים, Somach apartamim eitzel modai. Now apartamim, Rashi says in the Megillah, means shultainim. They were governors. Urchsiv lemalchei modai uporat, somach malchei eitzel modai. So, were they the governors, or were they the kings? It was Meman, later it says, Lamalche Modain. There it says that there were partimim from Modain. Omarove, so that's what the Treyevin asks, what's the kash? Maybe take, he made side the partimim and side the Molochim from Modain. That's not that the Treyevin asks. But that's how Rashi learns Pshat. Omarove, Asnuye asnu bahadodi, that you should make up between yourselves, iminon malchi minaychi ifrechi, iminaychi malchi minon ifrechi. Ifrechi is like the governor, so that means that you should make up that one of the two, that if will be the part of me, you'll be the mlochim. So that we have a choice, which one we want, the other will be the other one. Bahar oisoi es oisher kvoid malchusoi. It says further in the Megillah, Abar oisher kvoid malchusoi, Omar Rabbi Yosi bar Hanine melamed shelovash bigdei kohune. That he was loivish bigdei kohune. Siv hocho yekor tiferes gdulosoi, siv hosom lekoved ulosif ores. The Maral seems to say that the union of Bigdei Kohune Gdoilo seems did have a mokim by Achashverosh. The Gemara says that the Parsiim are tznuyim. So it seems the midah of tznius he did have, and the union of Kohune Gdoilo also has a shaykhis with tznius. See, the Shekimchis was a tznuashi, a children kahanim gdoilem. So kaponim, it seems this, we see there was a tain on him by using the kli beis amigdosh. That was stamazay to use it for a tzayre chayl, but this he was mischabed with this, and it seemed epis ashaychis he had with the big day kahuna gdoilem. Ubimlois hayomim ha'ele, so first he made a mishte for the rechoikim, and then later he made a mishte for the kreivim, for the bnei shusha. Memlois hayomim ha'ele, rav shmur, chad omar pikei achoye, chad omar melech tipish hoye. The seder, what he did, was a tipshis. Man da omar melech pikei achoye, shapirovet, de koriv rechike bereishe. That means the first he made the mishte 180 days, he wanted to be mekarev the rechoikim. The b'nei mosei, those which are in the same city, kolem is the boy mefayislu. So memele, so that seder was a good seder. Mandoma tipishoyo, the boy lele kruv b'nei mosei bereishe, should have first been mekarev b'nei mosei. The more the behanoch, that if the others will be married, hani have kaime bahade. So memele, so the b'nei Mosi al kapono would be with him. So kapono he should have made sure that they're with him. Vosak Rashi, so Rashi says, ksipora samode apartamim, samach apartamim eitzel modai. Sivle malche mode poras, somach malche eitzel mode. בגדי כהונה שוי ביודוי שם בגדי כהן גודו שביא מירושלים. ויקייך היו שהקדם משטר החויקם יויסר ממשטר בני עירוי.